The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Hide the kids and the easily offended. This is the Nate Darling Show, uncensored.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Now, here's Nate and the gang.
Hello.
That's where.
Shit.
Right? Christiana is back.
I'm here.
Kareem and Jason, as always.
God, shit,
this is it for me, though, for a while, isn't it?
Yes.
This is my last guest spot.
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, man.
Yeah,
I'll miss you guys.
You got cheated out of a week because of the away. Sorry about
that.
You have to make it up at the end.
Yeah.
Check it's like this. A snow day.
I think there are still some open dates later in the summer.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, always welcome in the...
if I want to come back.
In the West Sac Studios. The West Sacramento Studios.
Boom.
That's right. My neighbors are mostly white, but they're Russian.
Yeah. I wouldn't piss them off because they're probably well organized.
We have a lot of variety in this neighborhood. African Americans, Hispanics, it's Russians, a few white folk. A lot of different. If you go a street over, there's a couple of really nice houses with like a 4-foot fence around them, and I'm like, because that's going to keep people out.
Do they have sex as much as my Russian neighbors across the street?
You know, I don't pay attention to what other people have sex. I'm too busy.
Well, I don't either, but every time I turn around, they have like another kid coming out of the house.
Do it for fun every now and then, people.
Russians like to fuck.
It's cute. I was like, where the fuck did that one come from?
Well, I mean, we all have something in common, and there you go. There it is.
Where the fuck did that
something
one?
Unite us all.
Like, literally, it was just like, dude, just coming out. I thought you just had a kid. Where did that one come from?
it was gestating still. It was cool.
Coming up on the show today...
It's like we've been there for 2 years, they've had 4 kids.
Coming up on the show today, of course, at the very end, we're going to have friends paying tribute to Gordy Little, remembering Gordy Little from WPTZ in Plattsburgh, New York, a little piece that they ran. So we'll run that at the very end of the show. Also coming up, we're got a brief talk about Chewbacca Mom. It's time for that to stop.
I never watched that video.
You're gonna have to.
You have to now.
Okay.
Just understand what it is, and to understand the magnitude of why it shouldn't be a thing.
Sure.
It really isn't driven home until you watch it. Plus, something that your Facebook feed hit me to, Christiana, the craziest wedding announcement ever.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. It's charming, right?
That's a word for it. Yeah,
people I want to befriend.
I am really waiting for I'm waiting to see if Kareem has the same reaction to it that I did when I first read it.
I'm worried about him. Do you take your blood pressure medication today?
Oh no, it didn't make me angry. I just feel bad for her.
Okay. Yeah, I suppose she is. Well, no, she made a choice.
Uh-huh. Well, we all
she
make choices.
Her choice.
That might be my answer to that, too.
But first, let's start off with the airing of the grievances. Jason, you had one pop into your head last show.
Yeah, I had one pop in my head last show, but I think I'm going to veer away from that. And I'm just going to go, like, what I'm really pissed off about is I'm fucking sick and tired of shit. Like, I don't know if it's just because I'm getting fucking older and it's my own fucking shitty self, or if it's... Or if it's because, like, I'm averse to new things sometimes, but there's a podcast I just started listening to called Hello from the Magic Tavern, which is an improv'd podcast, which is really awesome. Mm-hmm. But I listened to the first episode and I was like, man, fuck this piece of shit. I can't really get down with what's going on in this, and like, fuck that. And then I was like, I'll try it again, because I know a lot of people that think it's really great, and I've actually seen it on some other list of podcasts you should listen to. So I had to listen. I listened to an episode today and another two episodes, today, three episodes a day while I was driving around. And it's awesome and it's brilliant. So fuck them, though, for making like some shit that you have to listen to like two or three episodes of, just like fucking Breaking Bad. Like, I hated that show for the first three episodes of it. And then I finally got into it. But I mean, fucking God.
So you're mad because the podcast didn't put out on the first date?
Yes.
Yes.
OK. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, like.
Just to be clear.
You mad because you got a hand job instead of a blowjob? What?
All right, guys. All right. I'm just saying. It's fucking shit. Like, what would have happened? Like, my life would definitely not have been as cool if I would not have heard. Like, if I wouldn't have stuck with it and, like, waited a couple. You know, I'm like. So maybe it's just myself. I'm just fucking pissed off at because I'm so self-hating, like you always say, Nate. So fuck you, Jason, for not giving some shit like the adequate time that it needs to, you know. I mean, yeah, a show can't just like, you know, give out on the first. You know, makes you want to earn its respect. You know, it's a so you know, Jason, fuck you, you simpleton, you stupid shitty fuck face. Wow. Sorry. All right.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm a little upset with myself because I forgot this.
Now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
There we go.
Do it again.
Oh, yeah.
You have to do it all over again.
Now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
No, that's okay.
Fuck. God damn it.
That's okay. That's all on me. Yeah. That's on me. I'm all right. Really sorry. Really
but now
sorry.
You know what my fucking other grievance is? Fucking Nate for getting the fucking the drop, all right? Son of a bitch.
Nice. come back around. It'll all be good. Hey, by the way, good news. I was chatting with Sushi Brian, and he promised next time he makes his special dressing, he's promised us all a bottle.
No.
Well, yeah, because I was joking that it was probably his semen.
Oh, he's like, don't call it a special sauce anymore. It's a special dressing.
Is he going to do another restaurant?
I don't know. I don't
he
think
should.
So. I don't think so,
do
but
that,
he still makes his specialty sauce, salad dressing.
I want sushi.
And
yeah. My best birthday was at his place. Like that was an awesome karaoke there, the Rasta Nights. Oh man,
had some good times at that
place. Yeah, really good guy.
Your next
and good listener, by the way.
It is. He is. It's cool. Shout out.
Yeah. So there we go. Kareem, anything rubbing you the wrong way?
Anything rubbing you the right way.
The only thing I can think of today is religious people pretending that other religious people of other religions aren't critically thinking because they believe what they believe. It's like you believe in fairy tales too, so your fairy tale isn't much better than theirs. So I think that's probably my only, and the fact that you use fucking critical thinking in criticizing another person's religion and comparing it to yours, that's fucking oxymoron.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Christiana, anything bugging you? Anything stuck in your craw? Anything causing a chafe in your mental crevasse?
Ew. besides that entire sentence. Just the usual, like, so my day job is to use carefully honed expertise to try to help people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can work with someone for a long time and be like, you should do all of these things because that'll definitely help you out of this bad situation that you created. And then they go, nope, watch me set everything on fire. And you still have to deal with it.
Right.
And put out the fire or deal with the rubble. But I'm going to go ahead and just blow it up. Is that okay? And
is that
sometimes right? It bums me out. Not going to lie.
Do you ever want to open hand slap someone?
Oh, yeah. No, more like probably like with the file, just like whap it, you know, so it wouldn't actually leave a mark kind of thing. Yeah. But it just.
Not this. That's different.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, but it just like, oh, for the love of God, you know, sometimes they even say like, well, that's you know, it sounds like really good advice, and I know you have all the expertise here, but I'm going to go ahead and do it this other way.
Right.
Yes. Don't do that. If you're going to someone whose job it is to help you, who knows more, and definitely don't bust out with you like, well, my mom's cousin's friend does that same kind of job in a different state, but she's never actually done it, and she thinks all of this is illegal, and I should totally win. No. My cousin is a sports attorney and thinks XYZ. Nope.
I watched L.A. Law, and I...
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
I watched...
I watch a lot of court TV.
I've seen Boston Legal, and I really want to go ahead and do...
I watched that Netflix thing.
Right. What was that, that show that was on with the guy that could predict people lying? That was like
Lie to Me.
Everybody was like, goddamn expert on deception.
He looked down to his left and he was nuts.
That's what investigators do, though. They employ all that like pseudoscience bullshit that varies like culture to culture and means nothing to be like, well, subject was definitely evasive and couldn't provide answers. Or he just didn't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And I've watched so much or read so much stuff about like Innocence Project stuff where people are in those situations where they keep asking them questions like, I don't fucking know. Like, well, you got to come up with something. Well, I really don't know. But you do know something. It's like, well, the sky is blue. Like, see, I told you you knew something. I got you.
Yeah, it's a crazy world out there. You know what pissed me off this week?
Let's hear it.
What happened at the Capitol? Not yesterday, but a week ago yesterday.
Oh, God.
That pissed me off, and for a lot of different reasons. First off, if you live in the United States of America, and you are all about freedoms, freedom of speech, freedom of expression, but you sit there and you go, but I don't like what this group has to say, so they shouldn't be allowed to say it. Ah! That's not how it works.
No, you can say, I don't think they should be allowed to say it. What you can't do is start throwing stuff at them to stop them from saying it. You can shout at them.
Yes, of course.
You can pass out other paperwork. You can say, you guys are full of shit and you're pieces of crap. But you cannot attack them physically.
Right.
That's the dividing line. You're supposed to shout at them. You're supposed to shout down their ideas. That's,
right.
That's totes fine.
But
there were some police involved in it.
I knew you'd have
Kareem's like, we all know who the real enemy is here. It's not the Nazis.
You can look, I knew I would get the look when I said it, but I said it when I saw what happened. And the fact that the cops didn't do anything pretty much to stop it. I was like, oh, there's some cops.
There were no arrests.
There's some cops with their faces covered up in that. Because that's how that works.
Who had Kareem would have the conspiracy theory that there'd be plants inside? I did.
It might be a little, maybe possibly. I see where he's coming from.
I see where he's coming from, too. That doesn't mean there's any basis for fact.
Because there always have been.
Mm-hmm.
Always have been. Every time you've said it, I've had proof that there's always have been.
Well, I can come up with a lot of proof of things. Donald Trump says a lot of things that aren't true and writes them down. Yeah. Just because you read something doesn't make it true. There's a lot of books that are bullshit.
Always have been. That is the playbook.
All I know is this: if you show up with the idea that you are going to become violent with a group of Nazis, and you're all going to get out okay, you're sadly mistaken.
That I agree with you 2,000%.
You have to know, and this has become a thing that is lost in our society, is the understanding that the person that you are dealing with may not in fact be a reasonable person who is going to have a conversation with you and is going to be okay with you shouting at them. In the understanding that
nobody there was a reasonable person who was ever going to handle anything correctly.
On either side.
In this case, everybody's a bag of dicks together.
Oh, I would bulldoze them all.
Except for like the CHP horse. I think the horse.
Yes.
Horse, faultless.
Bulldoze them all into the river. My favorite was there was one nerd. Poor nerd, wearing a Mystery Science Theater 3000 t-shirt.
He just was in the room. He was like, "Isn't that WonderCon this weekend?" on his
bike, and all of a sudden he had this mix of confusion and horror on his face when everything started to go wrong.
Oh, poor guy.
He did not know what he really signed up for.
Well, no, he wasn't in the pro. He was just standing there straddling his bike. So he couldn't really go anywhere, because when you're standing there straddling your bike, you're not getting on it quickly and going, and you're not able to move because you got the bike between your legs. But yeah, stop it.
Well, and this was like a week after, you know, we'd just seen a beautiful outpouring and outreach of what true, you know, with the people protesting the that pastor, right?
Yes.
You know, and I mean, like, and that was a very good example of how to protest something that you don't like,
mm-hmm.
And making it be an effective person in change. You know, that guy now has lost his lease in that area. And then this is what happens with the Nazis and the anarchists. So, you know,
right. And they filed. Here's the thing. They filed the proper paperwork to have what they wanted to have. And by the way, there were two groups and they could only get between 25 and 30 people to show up.
Yeah.
In the largest white power demonstration on the West Coast, they could only get 25 to 30 people to show up.
Well, Trump hasn't been elected, so they're still hiding.
Oh, they're coming out in droves.
Well, I'm just saying they're waiting until there would have been a lot more there if Trump was already, like, you know, president. They would have been like, oh, it's safe. It's safe for people to know now that I'm a racist.
They weren't coming out in droves. They could have gone in one of those hotel transport buses. There were that few of them. But there was a large group of people from all over that came in to counter-protest, which is fine.
Yeah.
Counter-protest. But what you're hoping to accomplish, I don't know. But yes, they started throwing rocks and bottles, and then all hell broke loose. And I'm just really surprised that out of all that, not a single arrest.
Yeah. And then I told you why.
And go ahead. Sorry.
You can keep doubting me if you want to.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna get pissed off again for a second.
Go ahead.
Fucking what's his name? Mr. Fucking Glenn Beck. Fucking my wife, because my wife likes to listen to shit that makes me fucking upset. She's fucking Glenn Beck, always playing in her fucking car because it's on an AM talk radio station. She's like, you have to know what the other people are thinking, Jason. You have to know what
exactly
they're saying. So, but I'm listening, and Glenn Beck is on there talking about, like he almost makes me feel like, wow, maybe Glenn Beck isn't that bad of a guy. Because he's talking about the Brexit thing. It was so ridiculous. So, I mean, like, and it was like, it was in this vein of what's going on. And like, sure, just like, you know, this right, he was talking about how the right's too right in some areas and how the left's too left. And he's like, then he was talking about how Bill Maher might be actually could have a conversation with him. And he's like, I'm like, holy shit, what the fuck, Glenn Beck? You're like doing a 180 or some shit. Like, what the fuck's going on, dude? Don't make me want to listen to you, you son of a bitch.
Here's the thing that you don't realize, because your consumption of Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh and people like that has been limited to clips that you see on Huffington Post and other websites like that, where they pick the most incendiary thing that they say over the course of a 3-hour show or a 4-hour show, and they play you that 30 seconds of it. It can't all be that much, only unless you're Alex Jones, because that guy's nuts. But over the course of a full show, there is an ebb and a flow, because how do you think that reasonable people listen to those shows over the course of time? Everybody's, oh, if you listen to this, you're crazy. No, they listen, and a good portion of it is stuff that applies to them or stuff that they can identify with. And then you mix in a minute or two of something that's way out there.
Fucking Glenn Beck.
But that's all. If you get all of your stuff, your wife is absolutely correct.
Yeah.
If the only place you ever hear that is a clip on the Huffington Post or someplace like that, you really don't know what they're saying, and you don't hear how they build arguments and sort of structure everything. And Rush Limbaugh, love him or hate him, the dude has a very specific formula for how he builds a theory of how things happen. And if you listen to it, you can really hear it coming. He's building a little house of nonsense. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the bricks are really solid bricks that make sense. But there's a lot of what I like to call bullshit bricks in there too. And it sort of builds all the way up to this. And the people who are listening, who are just sort of going along with it, are like, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. And all of a sudden, oh, this all makes sense. It doesn't. But unless you understand how that happens, then all you're getting is one little clipping going, those people are all crazy.
Yeah. I fucking hate you. Glenn Beck, not you. I love you.
Oh, thank you. not me or your wife?
No.
Okay, so Donald Trump, we talked about Brexit last Wednesday on the show.
Yep.
Donald Trump went to the UK.
and he brought was that stupid hat.
He did, in actually Scotland, to try and pimp.
It was the dress white hat, though, which is good
sure.
for summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and golfing. And he went to Scotland, where they hate him. And actually,
yeah, they do.
In Scotland, 62% of people voted to stay in the European Union, but I'll let Samantha Bee explain the rest.
Scotland overwhelmingly voted to stay. I mean, who's afraid of immigrants when you're protected by a 3-foot wall? The poor Scots woke up Friday morning to find that the English had fucked them yet again, just like they've been doing ever since Scotland's blue period. How could the day get any worse for them?
I think it's a great thing.
It's a great thing. Are you worried about it?
It's going to be great. No, I think it's a great thing. I think it's a fantastic thing.
Ugh, I can't decide which of those loud windbags is more painful to listen to. Yes. You'd think that sound might clue Trump in about what country he was standing in, but no.
You're taking your country back. You're going to let people that you want into your country. And people that you don't want or people that you don't think are going to be appropriate for your country or good for your country, you're not going to have to take.
Oh, boy. Okay, you just confused England and Scotland. They love that.
Don't ever call me fucking English again.
Trump immediately got dragged by British Twitter. It's like black Twitter, except 87% not. Oh, jeez. You know, I wish I had a real Scotsman to read their tweets to you.
Hi.
Oh, here's one. David Tennant, would you mind?
With pleasure. They voted Remain, you wiggy slice. Scotland voted Remain, you weapons-grade plum. They voted Remain, and they hate your guts, you ludicrous tangerine ball bag. Scotland voted to stay, you numpty. Scotland voted overwhelmingly to stay in Europe, you two-paid fuck trumpet. Scotland voted to stay, you witless fucking cocksplat.
Thank you, David. That was so nice of you. Listen, I hate to ask you for another favor, but is there any way you could, you know, just kind of go back in time and save people from voting Brexit?
Can't you understand? If I could go back and save them, then I would, but I can't. I can never go back. I can't. I just can't.
So that was how Samantha Bee covered it on Full
Very
Frontal.
Good episode.
Yeah. So there you go.
The Scots did not give a fuck when he was there. Like, I saw a picture of them, somebody putting a balloon on his head. Like, it was awesome, man. They just don't give a fuck.
Well, ironically, he's talking about not letting people into your country that you don't want. None of them want him there.
Yeah. Well, and did he not see Braveheart? Did he miss that?
He apparently missed the whole thing. But meanwhile, on the internet, not everybody hates Donald Trump. In fact, people are losing their minds over the hashtag Trump Girls Break the Internet. It's a hashtag now. It started by women who support Donald Trump and is usually accompanied by pictures of attractive women wearing the presumptive Republicans nominees hats or T-shirts while showing off a generous amount of cleavage. So there you go. Jason, I know you were spending time with that later.
No, I'm just hoping that my sister doesn't. I don't see my sister like as one of the supporters.
You'll be self-hating. Here,
oh, do you have God. A picture of your sister? So well, no.
I'll show you a picture later.
Well, the one I'm looking at now, it's two attractive young women in American flag bikinis with Trump hats on. So yeah, Trump,
is one of them Sarah Palin?
No, they're attractive.
That
was
shopped. I know.
a couple of on the beach in America. It's a lot of American flag bikinis or the whole thing. Oh, here's a Trump Make America Great Again flag, and all you see below it are two bums. That's right, bums. I said bums. Here's a lady who's body painted Team Trump 2016 on her naked torso. It's good times. And here's a gentleman, not a lady. He has written in black Sharpie on his palm, "Go fuck yourself, hashtag Killery." Killery, while he is holding a weapon in his other hand, pointed skyward.
Let me see who got all the looks at Jason's family.
Yeah, I mean, there's
please,
no...
Please, Jason's sister, if you're listening to this, we need to see you in the Trump Girls...
No,
post.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
I'm issuing disapproving looks. They don't make for good radio, but they're satisfying.
It's true. But if you want to spend a little time on the internet looking at here's a cute one. It's a bumper sticker that says Hillary/Satan 2016. I didn't know she had announced the running mate yet.
She might
but
get
we
some...
always knew.
I don't know who that talks, who that's talking about. Anyway, so that's what's happening. It's Trump news, both positive and negative, I guess.
But at least we've moved on to hopefully assuming that Hillary will be the nominee, so we can shit talk her instead of worrying about. There's my rant. I should have started with the Bernie people who. I'm sorry your candidate lost. It sucks. I know it sucks. My candidates usually lose. But don't post a YouTube video.
And she got good news today. So
don't post a YouTube video of a person saying that Bernie actually like won California that is not supported by data and say...
Well, no, the votes aren't counted yet.
That's supported by data.
Yeah, the votes are not yet counted.
But math still doesn't support the contention.
Oh, no. Well, if you can make a contention, it would be that no one has won California yet. But here's why it doesn't matter. They had already announced she was the presumptive nominee before California's primary was over. So what does it matter?
Hey, that's your industry, man. My industry didn't do that for a change. That's your people were the problem, not mine.
That's what happened. So, meanwhile, headline in the New York Times, "The Sound of Music is in his blood, and now his heart."
Oh, dear God.
That's right. When Nathaniel Peters goes for a walk...
I need a pillow to scream into.
He often sings aloud, which may be a genetic trait. His great-grandparents were Maria and George von Trapp...
Georg, sorry. Georg.
Who founded the Trapp Family Singers with their children, whose stories was the basis for The Sound of Music. Mr. Peters, who's 30, also appears to have inherited Maria von Trapp's exuberant climb-every-mountain attitude.
That's like... That I mean, we don't know if she really... That was they know that wasn't really her in the movie, right?
It's unclear.
It was Julie Andrews.
It's unclear based upon
that. What?
He inherited Julie Andrews' portrayal of his great grandmother's exuberance.
One of his friends said, "You know that look that a golden lab has when chasing a tennis ball? That's how Nathaniel chases life."
I bet it is.
Growing up on Martha's Vineyard, Mr. Peters was bookish and interested in existential questions and distinctive clothing from an early age.
Punch him, please stop.
His friend Claire said he's the kind of person who wants to wear bright orange shoelaces and his very fancy dress shoes.
He's so crazy.
He's often,
what a free thinker.
He's often seen in a bow tie or some kind of hat.
Iconoclast.
She added, "He knows what he likes and nothing he likes is run of the mill."
But it is.
By the fall of 2013, he was a graduate student in theology at Boston College, fluent in Latin, fond of three-piece suits, and living in a house on the edge of campus that was full of people studying religion and philosophy.
Oh my God, what a butt face.
When you asked for words to describe himself and his friends, he replied, "You could try heady."
No. Shut up, please.
If you use the word heady to describe yourself.
Do you bet they're the kind of people who, like, don't put a TV in their house because they just, it's like beneath them.
You know,
I don't watch television.
I don't really have it.
I think
to.
The next paragraph sums it up in a second. Because if you say something like, oh, he's ridiculous, this guy, this fucking guy.
On the one hand, we're people who enjoy lots of books and investigating particular questions having to do with human existence or God or the nature of beauty. But at least three of us are capable of cooking dinner to Taylor Swift and enjoying that, too.
They're just stoners. They're just stoners. That's just described a house full of stoners, right?
I think that these guys are not stoners, though, because these guys are not stoners.
You could spend less on weed and have as many thoughts about God and the meaning of life, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not that I would know.
Barbara Jane Sloan, a fellow graduate student in theology at Boston College, who was known as Jane, lived in a house across an open field from Mr. Peters. The two had met briefly during the summer of 2012 at a mutual friend's wedding, and he remembered her as quiet and thoughtful. There was an introverted loveliness about her, he said. By contrast, his friend John said Mr. Peters possessed, quote, an ear-piercing loveliness.
What? What does that even mean? She has a terrible voice. She's good to look at.
Growing up in Carmel, Indiana, she was a bookworm with an early curiosity about God. Her dad said when she was small, she'd say things like, "This summer I'm going to read the Bible." Now, the two began walking back.
That's not that remarkable in that part of the country. I really don't think it's that remarkable.
Yeah, it's not remarkable.
Well, they began walking back and forth to each other's houses for long talks about early Christianity, her specialty, or the pros and cons of joining a religious order. Sometimes I could hear him coming because he would be singing to himself, usually opera.
In bed?
No, just walking around. That's the best part.
That's how you heard him coming.
I want him to break into Nessun Dorma when he's climaxing.
See,
what it sounded like.
He did not own a car, but she did, which helped them forge a bond between them. She often gave him rides to Trader Joe's for groceries.
Uh-huh. Right. I don't know what it is, this connection I feel to you. Hey, I need to buy some produce.
Maybe this guy is just a stoner.
She said it was always an adventure. He'd get in the car and he'd have a CD or a magazine article he wanted to read to me, or biscuits he baked that morning. I was like, who is this guy?
Yeah. Who is this guy?
I'm a more slow, plodding, contemplative person, and he's always on the go.
In your car. You're on the go, too.
Well, one day he borrowed her car and got into a minor accident, which left a bumper dented and a headlight wobbling like a loose tooth. When she saw the damage, she just laughed and got out some duct tape. And really impressed him. His words were, "Mom, she's being saintly about this."
This may be the whitest story you've ever read on the show.
Still, neither of them thought about becoming more than friends, partly because one or the other was usually dating someone else. Also, Ms. Sloan said, "It took a while for me to wake up to how great he was. It took a year of friendship." Now, during
I thought he was gay for the year.
During that year, they created several traditions together. Sunday nights were Sherlock and Downton Abbey. When those were not on, Shakespeare. They formed a group that gathered regularly at his kitchen table to sing in harmony. And he taught her how to cross-country ski on the trails outside the Trapp Family Lodge in Stowe, Vermont.
Oh, my God, die.
And one day my head fell into his lap while we were watching television, and he got a boner, and I realized he wasn't gay.
I'm going to skip ahead here a little bit. In 2014, they arrived at the garden carrying a picnic basket and something fresh novel by Wodehouse, which he read aloud to her under a willow tree.
Oh, my God. What a fucking asshole.
It was the best first date ever, she said.
Hey, boo-boo. Let's get a picnic basket.
Except that she probably drove him to buy the groceries that went to the picnic basket.
Of course.
Or to the jewelry store to get the ring.
Right. I just need to make a quick stop.
Over the next few days, they continued reading the book together. Near the conclusions, Mr. Peters said, "There's a great description of a kiss. We both got impatient, so I thumbed to the end of the book, read it, and kissed her."
That fucking Sheldon and Amy?
Oh, my God.
It wasn't long until they were musing about marriage, which Mr. Peters imagined would be like entering into a deep mystery with my best friend.
He wasn't really dating anybody else. He was just telling her he was going on dates.
Well, the guys is what he was doing. He was dating guys is what was happening. In 2015, he proposed in the tiny stone chapel behind his great uncle Werner von Trapp.
How many times can they say von Trapp in this?
That's true. See, here's what he did. He asked her to wait outside of the chapel while he decorated the floor with beeswax candles arranged in the shape of a heart and a cross, which glowed in the dark like a constellation. She said, "I came in and the first thing I remember is this beautiful smell of beeswax, this lovely warm smell. I gave him a hug for support, like, we both know what's happening. You can do it." Now, by the time the proposal was over and she accepted, all the candles had melted. And I said, "I have this feeling that this is what marriage is going to be like," he said. "We've just had this moment of intimacy, and now we're sitting here scraping wax off the floor."
Because you're a fucking turd. Put it in a. That's why they make little votive holders. You piece of shit.
But it's time for the wedding. Get ready, Jason. You've just had a wedding, but not like this. On June 4th, they were married at the Blessed Sacrament Church in Stowe. He in a vintage morning coat, and she in a gown that was both subtle and sparkly, like her.
Oh, my God.
The couple created a 16-page illustrated pamphlet to guide the 172 guests through the carefully curated nuptial mass.
Okay, you know what?
I will have to listen to NWA on the way home. Just to get back some semblance of being black.
My need to listen to.
yeah, me too. which was led by the Reverend Brian E. Daly, a Roman Catholic priest. Along with many prayers, blessings, and readings, there were 15 different pieces of music performed.
Go read the autobiography of Malcolm X tonight.
Mr. Peters described the music as joyful, rich, lush, lush like a forest, not like an alcoholic.
Oh my God.
Because that's something to joke around.
Give
about
me some Coke 45.
The best man watched the groom throughout the ceremony, said he was sitting very erect in his chair. And he's swerving and bobbing just like a conductor.
It's like, he was supposed to be mine.
He picked out all the music and he knows it by heart.
Fuck
it. And it's the music he chose to express these feelings he has for Jane. He was crying at the end of every piece.
Yes, of course he was.
His friend was crying because he lost his man.
Afterward, there was a reception in the wedding meadow outside the family lodge with views of the Worcester Mountains and maple syrup in little leaf-shaped bottles as gifts for guests. In the days leading up to the wedding, the groom said, "I felt like I'm wading into a pool of joy, and I don't know the depth of the joy yet."
Mm-hmm. She'll never know the depth of the joy.
So, yeah, that was described as the most hipster wedding ever. I am not going to besmirch hipsters like that.
No, yeah. These
people are a whole different set of crazy.
This is, wow. No. Like, just everything about this is just, it makes my heart sad.
It should. It really should. You didn't have a 16-page program at your wedding?
No, we had one page.
To guide people through what they could expect?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, and I was crying through the whole thing.
Yeah. We didn't need it. I don't feel like I usually know what to expect at weddings. Yeah. Like, there's going to be a person and another person, and the third person is going to be like, "Hey, you people, you cool?"
You
and the
get
people
married?
Are going to be like, "Sure." And yeah. Then it's like, "Yay,
and
let's
then,
have snacks.
And get drunk.
Who wants cake?"
Yeah. That's
all that I need is just like, where should I go? What time should I be there? That's paper that's given in advance.
Well, you weren't expecting the 15 songs.
No.
That's a concert.
Yes.
That's a concert in the park, like, is what that is.
You get like three
songs.
Have
they ever had
right?
tuxedo shoes?
Oh, what?
If you're standing in tuxedo shoes for 15 songs.
Remember he was sitting erect in his chair.
Yeah, he was sitting erect.
So weird.
All we could think, well, Chris and I, when we were doing our wedding, all we could think about is like, how can we make this ceremony so short so people can start having a good time? That's all.
Your ceremony was the cutest thing ever, though. It was adorable. Totally was you guys.
Oh, were you invited?
Yes. No, I wasn't there. I just heard. I saw it on Facebook. We go way back.
Yeah.
Now we see how it is.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't want black people. You want no black people.
Yeah, right.
I had my quota of one.
I crashed it. I crashed the wedding.
Now you got your sisters are Trump supporters that y'all couldn't have.
How do you think I feel? I got blackballed just because my name's Nate.
Oh,
anyway,
he sound black. You can't even have him show up.
So the Texas mother who became a viral sensation known as Chewbacca Mom after she posted a video of herself laughing, they use the word infectiously. I'm going to use maniacally, while wearing an electronic Wookiee mask that she got at Kohl's, has now had her own custom made action figure from fucking Hasbro.
Oh, man. Wait, is this the same company that didn't make us a Black Widow?
Yes.
White people, stop it.
They unveiled the Chewbacca action figure with Candace Payne's face on it during a special ceremony at the toy company's Rhode Island headquarters. It comes with a removable Chewbacca mask and 13 catchphrases, including, "I'm such a happy Chewbacca," and her laugh. She said... "Thanks so much, Hasbro. You literally rolled out the red carpet for me and my family. Thanks for making making plays so much fun."
This would be funnier if I watched the original video.
Oh, it's you really need to. If you haven't watched the original video, please find it. It's not
like
hard
to find. I feel
like
I missed that moment in time, and to go back now,
you
it's just
not
too
miss
late.
Anything.
You, yeah.
It's too late for me now.
It's Hasbro that doesn't fix it. That doesn't just
it
because
makes
you,
it worse.
It doesn't fix it that you know you made a toy of her so quickly. Yeah, you couldn't make toys of other female characters mm-hmm. in your pictures.
I'm really excited to share with you something I got. Okay, I went to Kohl's today. I had to make a couple returns. Stuff didn't fit.
Yeah, we don't care. And then she goes on for several minutes about what she's doing. And then she tries to unbox it secretly. And then finally she's got it out.
Stay patient. This is going to be worth it. I promise. Maybe not, but it's worth it to me. And I had to share with my friends on the internet webs. So
the internet webs.
I'm having trouble getting it. Okay, patient. All right, we're doing it. Here we go. I got to take off my glasses for it. Oh, naturally. Okay,
here you go, Christiana.
So
there it is.
Yes. Now watch when my mouth actually moves. That's not me making that noise, it's the mask. Here, listen.
Have you no sense of joy, Nate, darling?
I know that it's great because of
it's
that.
It's pretty funny.
Because yeah, it's so much joy. But she's made like $600,000.
The last time I was that happy over something is when I ordered myself my own pets.com sock puppet.
Oh, it's such a happy Chewbacca! Oh, this is worth every penny!
I'm going maniacal on that laugh. Karim, are you with me?
I am with you.
That's so if you missed it, that's what it is.
Yeah. It'd be nice to have that much happiness in a single day.
I know, right?
Well, it went past a single day because she's got a $20,000 scholarship, several trips, and of course now an action figure that I'm sure she's got licensing on. And by the way, I don't blame her. I blame all of the people who are like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. Because it's not.
Yeah, I heard a figure somewhere that she's made $500,000 or something that has come to her out of this, right? Something like that.
I don't know what the total is. It wasn't that much. It was a reasonably significant amount of money over virtually nothing. Here's the rub, though. A lot of it has been in the form of like, here, come to a theme park, or here, do this, and she's gonna get taxed.
Yeah.
And then she's not gonna be a happy Chewbacca. It's not gonna happen. But
we'll see if J.J. Abrams is there to give her some money for those taxes.
Yeah, she'll be as happy as the real Chewbacca was when Han Solo finally bit it in the last movie. Spoiler alert. Han Solo dies. He dies. If you haven't seen it yet, fuck you. It was Star Wars, and it was 6.5 months ago.
You know who should have died and hasn't died? Is Indiana Jones.
You just want to kill off every Harrison Ford character one by one.
No, just like it's time. It's time. Like the last one was horrible.
It's Vader time,
and they're making another one now. I mean,
sure, why not?
Jesus fucking Christ,
that's what has to happen. All right, we're way over time here,
but it's so fun.
It is a good time.
I gotta go home and watch that. Orange is New Black. Let's wrap it up.
Spoiler alert: they're in jail.
You realize that it's on Netflix, right?
Yeah, I know. But and I got two episodes left to watch.
Oh my gosh, we're still in like episode 5.
By the way, oftentimes we mention the Iron Sheik and his crazy tweets.
Oh yeah,
his documentary is on Netflix. I found that last night. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
That? Yeah,
I didn't know that. His and the Jake the Snake Roberts.
Yeah. I got that one in my queue to watch.
As do I. So those are on Netflix. So check those out and see what's going on. As promised, we're going to end the show with the friends and family remembering Gordy Little. Gordy, if you didn't hear the show from last week, unwitting contributor to the show, Gordy Little, passed away after an unfortunate accident in his backyard at the age of 79. And we're going to miss him too. So safe home, Gordy Little. And here's what some people who are close to him had to say about the man. We'll be back on Wednesday with another show. Bye-bye, everybody.
We're very lucky to have had him. We'll miss him terribly, but we're so lucky to have had him.
There's certainly a void in the North Country with Gordy Little gone.
He just thought that this was the best place to live. He loved the people.
His stepdaughter, Sharon Pavone, says the family is comforted by the memories of the father, uncle, papa, and husband they loved so much.
If you were in his presence for any amount of time, you felt special.
He touched thousands of lives with his storytelling through his books, on air, online, and in person. He also worked as a crime victims advocate.
He was the voice for people who had no voice.
But Little was perhaps most well known for his broadcasts on Wiry, where he worked for nearly 40 years.
He was Mr. North Country.
Wiry's news director Dave Andrews says Gordy especially loved announcing birthdays.
He would put a birthday on and after a while probably know that person.
Andrews worked with Gordy back in the 70s.
He was fun to work with. He really was.
But Andrews says he'll remember his friend for his big heart.
Around Christmas, Gordy would watch for a poor family in the area, and he would go out and buy them shoes, and he would leave them on their front porch anonymously Christmas Eve.
That's the Gordy Pavone remembers.
He was going to events all over the North Country and donning his Santa Claus suit and with his big jolly ho-ho-ho laugh.
She says during this difficult time, the family loves reading tributes to Gordy that are pouring in from the community.
We'll read them and we start crying and then we'll start laughing and then we read another one.
The things Pavone will miss most?
I think his big bear hugs and his laugh.
The man known as Mr. North Country will surely be remembered for years to come.
Thanks for listening and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.